The tourists are slowly winding down for the day. Swimming lessons is over and the cool breeze is starting to come off the ocean. It's a beautiful summer late afternoon and today I'm in Tumby Bay. Tony, why Tumby Bay?
Tumby Bay's got really good beaches here. It's a good place to bring up children. It's a very friendly town. And the St. Joseph Bank group of islands are very close.
How was it that you actually came to be here?
We bought some land out at Tiatakia in Port Lincoln, and we just didn't think we could build a house quickly enough to establish what I'm doing here in Tumby Bay. So we sold the land and we bought a house up here that we thought we were going to rent out, and we ended up staying here from March last year.
What was the decision to, unpack the thongs, pack the thongs, and hang on, let's just leave them here?
It was, everybody enjoyed it very much up here, and it's a very casual lifestyle in Tumby Bay.
You mentioned you have a daughter, she's 14. What does she think about being here in Tumby?
Well, she loves the football team that's up here. She loves all the other kids that she can spend time with. She gets a lot more freedom here than she did in Port Lincoln. She works in the local IGA store. Things have gone really well for her here.
As an artist, relocating from a big centre to a small centre could in some cases mean a downturn in sales or in customer visits. How have you found it?
I think that the people that want to find me have found me quite easily. I have people come over from Adelaide to see what work I have here. The tourists in Port Lincoln see the work at the Pier Hotel and places like that and come straight up here. They have no trouble finding me. So Tumby Bay hasn't been any disadvantage to me at all.
I did mention you are an artist and you do what we've nicknamed battered fish, where you use metal to create fish as sculptural pieces. Do you get inspiration from being here in Tumby?
Being close to the sea is always inspirational, but I think it's just the many years that I spent in the fishing industry that has gave me a feeling to work with fish.
Do you get out fishing much now that you're spending all this time making art?
I'm working 7 days a week these days making fish, but it keeps me happy. And there's plenty of fish here that the professional fishermen catch and I can buy.